Well, hello and welcome. I'm DJ Frederick, and we're taking a little field trip this week. Just up the trail from the Radio Thrift Shop, we're heading to the Cosmic Cabin. We're going to be meeting Justin Patrick Moore there. He's going to be spinning some amazing tunes. So come on the field trip to the mossy woods, where the owls are not what they seem.
Well, howdy there, y'all wayfaring strangers. What? Your VW bus got stuck in the mud at the free festival? Well, sure, you can come in for a while. Let me throw another log onto the fire and I'll brew us up a pot of tea and heat up the iron skillet. I'll crack a few eggs and cook us up some vittles. And you can wait out the rain here inside this cosmic cabin. You want to hear some records? Right on, man, I'm with you. Trip out on these sounds for a while, right here on Freaky Fried Folk.
As a door deep as your cataracts roll.
Oh, whosoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High, live under the protection of the Shaddai. I say of my Lord that He is my that He is my own love, in whom I trust, that He will save me from the fowler's trap, and He will save you from any Babylon crap, and He will lift you all up in His wings, and you'll find refuge, oh, underneath those things. And His truth will be your shield and rampart, so you need not fear. Walk on looking for you in the dark, and you need not fear. Walk on looking for you in the day, and you need not fear. What take everybody else away? 10,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right, but it can't come near you, 'cause you're dealing with the Most High. And He will send His angels to mind you, and they will lift you all up, strike your foot against no stone. Don't strike your foot against no stone. Against no stone. Against no stone. Against no stone.
Sharp is the wind, cold is the rain, harsh is the livelong day upon the wide open plain. By dawn, this soldier is wrong.
You've been listening to Freaky Fried Folk here on the Cosmic Cabin edition of Radio Thrift Shop. Let me tell you about what we just heard. This last song was Sven I. Sigard, off the compilation Nordisk Song, compiled by Ingram Marshall, a collection of Norwegian folk songs. Before that, we heard from Lancome with the song Hunting the Wren, off of their album The Live Long Day. Before that, we heard from Sinead O'Connor with her version of Psalm 91, the song Whomsoever Dwells, from her album Theology. Before that, we heard the great harpist Mary Lattimore from her album Silver Ladders with the song Sometimes He's in My Dreams. Previous to that was The Trees Community with their version of Psalm 42. And we started that set off with Free From the City by the Poppy Family. And I'm Justin Patrick Moore. Freaky Fried Folk is a production of Sothis Media's and the Situationist Intergalactical Sonic Research Division. Thanks for listening. I'm going to turn it back to DJ Frederick now. So until next time, stay folky and stay freaky.
You're tuned in, turned on, to the Cosmic Cabin edition of Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. We're visiting the mossy woods, where the owls are not what they seem.
was then he told the story, how the devil had gone. Retired to the country when no one was around. It seemed that the evils of men had surpassed. Expectations the devil ever had. The bottle, it was empty. It wasn't worth a damn. I started down this mountain when no one was around.
from 1975, an obscure privately released LP by a band called Future's Child. And that was Painted Desert. Before that, from a great 45, 7-inch RPM single that I have here at the cabin, PG6, Old Man on the Mountain. Well, you've made it up the winding trail, away from the radio thrift shop here to the Cosmic Cabin. Welcome to the world of the psychedelic music I like to call folk. Thank you.
honeybees are in trouble. It's native bees to the rescue with a little help from their friends. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. The honeybee is actually just one of many species of bees out there. It was brought over from Europe during the colonial era, and it's being used by beekeepers and farmers to pollinate crops. But Dr. Kimberly Russell, a scientist with the American Museum of Natural History, says that because of disease and pesticide use, honeybee numbers are falling.
There is something that they refer to as the pollination crisis, meaning that there are native species of plant and crop species. They don't produce as much fruit as they should because they're not being visited by bees enough.
Enter the rest of the bee population, the so-called native bees.
And one of the reasons why people are studying native bees now is because they're worried that we're not going to be able to rely on European honeybees anymore to pollinate our crops. And so we need to find another way to avert agricultural disaster. And so we need to find ways really to buffer us against that impact.
Dr. Russell is heading an effort to help sustain native bee populations by turning the huge stretches of land beneath North American power lines into bee-friendly habitats.
What you have on these power line sites, in actuality, is you have a mixture of the scrubby, dense vegetation areas with a little bit of grassland on each side because they tend to have access paths. And so you have a much more sort of diversity of nesting choices for bees. In addition to that, you also have a diversity of flowering species which serve as the food source for the bees. Often in this type of scrub habitat, you have something flowering all spring and summer long.
Dr. Russell and her colleagues hope that by encouraging utility companies to create bee-friendly habitats beneath power lines, we can ensure healthy native bee populations and thus more fruit and vegetable bounty for us all. Pulse of the Planet is made possible by the National Science Foundation.
Sooner than much later, we'll be there. flying high above the clouds. Take a look and I'll be everywhere. I was a dreamer, but all I ever did was sit and stare. Take me out to no man's land. If you want to, I can take you there. You're flying with me. We can take it easy for a while. Cruising far above the clouds. All I want to do is see you smile.
We won't come down.
John and Beverly Martin from their album Road to Ruin. That was Anti-Aviator. Just prior to John and Beverly Martin, we heard Mr. Jim Sullivan with the Magic Man, Jerome. We started off with the Pulse Lovers from a brilliant album released in 2019 called Cotswold Stone. We heard the Green Leaves of Shildam Hall. All right, this is DJ Frederick. Join us next week. And by us, I say join Justin Patrick Moore and myself. He'll be cooking up more freaky fried folk. I can't say that once, never mind three times. We'll be exploring more lysergic dreams from the forests of our minds. Until then, wishing you many blessings and lots of beautiful music.
When thoughts rush by and your signals seem to fly, keep it open, keep it open. Let there be peace.